Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Talk with Anyone About Anything. The Practice of Safe Conversations by Harville Hendricks and Helen LaKelly Hunt is a relationship and communication guide that translates their Safe Conversations approach into a practical method readers can use in everyday life, rather than focusing on clever lines or persuasion tactics. The book centers on creating safety in the relational space between two people so that honest talk becomes possible even when emotions run high. Building on the author's work as relationship educators and the broader field of relational science, it introduces a structured dialogue process designed to reduce defensiveness, improve listening, and turn conflict into connection. The aim is not to eliminate disagreement, but to change how people engage it with clear turn-taking, reduce negativity, deliberate empathy, and more frequent affirmation. The book is positioned for broad use across couples, families, friendships, workplaces, and community conversations, especially where misunderstanding or mistrust has become the default. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Safe Conversations Dialogue, replacing monologue with structure, a central contribution of the book, is the Safe Conversations Dialogue process, a structured way of talking that prevents a conversation from collapsing into interruption, rebuttal, or escalation. Instead of two people competing to be right, the method asks participants to take turns speaking and listening in a predictable sequence. That structure matters because it reduces uncertainty and threat, which are common triggers for defensiveness in conflict. The authors emphasize that dialogue is different from debate. Its goal is mutual understanding and connection rather than victory. In practice, the process encourages one person to speak while the other focuses on receiving the message. Then the roles switch. By slowing the pace and clarifying turn-taking, the conversation becomes more collaborative and less reactive. The book frames this as a learnable skill rather than a personality trait, meaning safety can be created intentionally even between people with different communication styles. Used consistently, the dialogue structure provides a container for difficult subjects, helping people stay present long enough to hear what is actually being said. Secondly, moving relationships from danger to safety in the space between. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that the quality of a relationship is shaped by what happens in the relational space between people, especially during stress. When that space feels dangerous, conversations tend to become defensive, blaming, or shut down, even if both people want closeness. Hendricks and Hunt argue that safety is not a vague mood, but something that can be built through specific conversational behaviors. The Safe Conversations approach focuses on shifting the interaction from threat to connection by changing the process of communication, not merely the topic. This positioning helps readers stop treating conflict as proof of incompatibility and start treating it as a signal that the conversational environment needs repair. The authors emphasize that safety supports openness, curiosity, and cooperation, while danger drives self-protection. By focusing on the relationship field rather than individual faults, the method offers a way to reduce shame and increase shared responsibility. The result is a practical framework for turning tense moments into opportunities to restore trust and rebuild connection. Thirdly, commitment to zero negativity, turning complaints into constructive requests. One of the teachable skills highlighted in the book is a commitment to zero negativity, an approach meant to reduce the damage that contempt, criticism, and hostile tone can inflict during conflict. The authors do not claim people should avoid difficult feelings. Instead, they encourage converting frustration into clearer, more actionable communication, especially in the form of requests that describe what someone wants, rather than what they want to stop. This reframing matters because negative phrasing often triggers defensiveness and counterattack, pulling the conversation away from problem solving. By learning to express needs without blame, readers can keep the focus on repair and collaboration. Zero negativity also functions as a discipline of tone and intent. It asks participants to treat the relationship as more important than the impulse to punish or win. Over time, this skill supports a conversational culture where hard truths can be spoken without creating fear. The book presents the change as a practice, acknowledging that it may feel unnatural at first, but becomes easier with repetition. Fourthly, developing empathy, understanding before persuading. Another pillar of the Safe Conversations method is deliberate empathy, the choice to understand the other person's inner logic even when you disagree with their conclusions. The authors frame empathy as a shift from criticism to acceptance of difference, which can be especially important in emotionally loaded topics where people assume the worst about each other. In the dialogue process, empathy is supported by listening that aims to accurately receive and reflect what the speaker means, rather than preparing a rebuttal. This practice lowers the temperature of conflict because it signals respect and reduces the fear of being misunderstood or dismissed. Empathy also helps uncover the needs and values underneath a complaint, which is often where real connection can be restored. The book positions empathy as learnable and behavioral, not just a feeling you either have or do not have. When practiced consistently, it can change the trajectory of recurring arguments by replacing familiar cycles of attack and defense with curiosity and shared meaning-making. Lastly, affirmations building connection through frequent positive recognition. The fourth core skill emphasized in the book is the use of affirmations, a practice aimed at strengthening the relational bond and making difficult conversations safer. Affirmations are not flattery or denial of problems. Instead, they are specific acknowledgments of a person's value, effort, or positive intent, offered in a way that supports goodwill. The authors present affirmation as a counterweight to the common tendency to focus on what is wrong, especially in close relationships where partners often take each other for granted. By increasing positive recognition, people create more emotional capacity to handle disagreement without feeling threatened. In the Safe Conversations framework, affirmations help transform conflict into connection by reminding both participants that they are on the same side of the relationship, even when they differ on an issue. This can be especially useful after tension, when the relationship needs repair, and also as a preventative habit that reduces the likelihood of escalation. The book treats affirmation as a practical tool that can be practiced intentionally until it becomes part of the conversational culture. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a concrete method for improving communication rather than general encouragement to listen better. Couples navigating recurring conflicts are an obvious audience, but the framework is broad enough for families, friendships, workplaces, and community settings where trust is fragile and conversations quickly become positional, and affirmations that rebuild goodwill. For readers who feel stuck in predictable cycles of escalation or shutdown, a process can be more useful than advice because it changes what happens in the moment, not just what people intend to do. The book also offers an intellectual benefit by shifting attention from who is right to whether the interaction is safe enough for truth and understanding to emerge. And compared with many communication books that emphasize charisma, argument strategy, or quick tips for social ease, this one stands out for treating safety as the foundation of connection and for emphasizing practice over personality. It asks for patience and repetition, but its strength is that the skills are teachable, observable, and applicable across many kinds of relationships. If you would like to support Harvel Hendricks Aishe Aindi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.